This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Happy to kick off the happy hour. Crisello, Matt Scraby together, Odyssey Palace Studios. Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan, Tony is idle. He'll be back on Tuesday when we reconvene after the three-day weekend. The golf is over for the day out there at Torrey Pines. The Genesis, two rounds in, and the leader, well, actually, the biggest news is who's in second and who's in third. That's what people are going to pay attention to. Scottie Scheffler is in second, and Rory McIlroy is in third. But they're chasing Denny, Thompson, David, and update, Scrape, sorry.
What?
Rory's fallen to fourth.
What did you
Some
do?
Other guy slipped ahead of him.
What the heck?
No, it's not Rory. He didn't fall. The other guy
Denny
passed.
Denny McCarthy.
Him. Yeah. So it's unknown Davis Thompson. Then it's Scottie Scheffler. Then it's unknown Denny McCarthy. Then it's Rory.
Rory's going to win a major this year. It's
Rory's won. He won last week.
2 weeks ago.
Pebble Beach.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Are you sure that was 2 weeks ago?
Yep. Waste Management.
Oh,
was
Waste
last week.
Management last week.
All Don't right. you ever. Hmm. Question my schedule.
Your golf intellect?
Yes, thank you.
You're pretty good on golf.
On golf.
I'm going to say the thing that surprised me the most when I played golf with you, and you and I played what, once or twice?
Maybe three times.
Three? Here's the thing that surprised me the most. Oh, that's right. We played in the Aztec alumni as well.
Yes.
The thing that surprised me the most about you playing golf with you is that you're not... You don't act like a know-it-all out on the course.
Of course not. Of course not.
I appreciate that. You're kind of a know-it-all here in the studio.
Yes.
But when we get out there, you're a pleasant guy to play with. And, you know, you're helpful.
Yeah.
And you're appreciative of, you know, a shot I might make.
Of course.
Or that somebody else might make. So you're a good guy to play with is what I'm saying.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Because a lot of people, you know, they're know-it-alls, and then they get out there, and then they think they know it all. And, you know,
Chris, there is nothing
like
worse,
you know,
than when a guy I'm paired up with randomly starts giving me tips throughout the round.
Yeah.
Because, hey, guy, I didn't ask for your tips.
No, no matter how good you are, you don't want to hear that.
I don't need your tips. I'm just out here to play. Right. I'm not playing on the PGA Tour.
That's
I'm not
right.
going pro anytime soon, but there's specifically this one guy like 5 years ago that on every shot I hit was like, well, if you would have gotten your shoulder a little bit more open. I'm like, stop. I don't know you. Why are you telling me
If you
this?
Even told me that I needed to get my shoulder more open, I wouldn't even know what that meant.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I don't even get it.
Yeah, it was not fun.
No, you're a fun guy to play with.
Thank you.
And you know what? You're good, but you're not annoyingly good.
I'm not a guy who will hit every shot great.
Right.
And so I will maybe hit have like three good holes, and then I'll have a blow up.
Because when we played Jack with Jack Townsend of the Aztec golf team, I expected him to be, you know, like on point with everything. And he was. He was incredible. But when I play with just a guy, you know, a guy or a gal, I don't expect them to be, you know, knocking shots in all over the course. And you don't. You're good enough. You're good, but you're not annoyingly good.
Yeah, I'm like an 85 to 92 guy.
All right.
One time I went to play at Torrey North before they redesigned it.
Mm-hmm.
And we got paired up with these two women that were probably, I'm not being ageist, probably 70s. And so my friend and I were like, great. This is going to be so slow. This is going to be terrible. They were incredible, Chris. They,
really?
When and I feel embarrassed about this because I said, "Oh, you guys playing the forward tees?" Because I think ladies tees is kind of insulting.
Forward tees,
forward
like
tees,
that.
And
I
they
might
go,
have to
"Oh,
use that one of these days."
Oh no, we're gonna be playing the tees that you guys are playing. What tees are you guys playing? Okay, white, and then they just crushed us.
Just crushed,
absolutely
you.
Crushed us. They were. Just, I wouldn't be surprised if they were pros from the past.
Yeah,
they were so good.
They must have been.
They were so good.
Baseball. We gave you the Padres stuff. Connor Joe, Jason Hayward met with media today. You're going to hear, what are we going to play later? We're going to play AJ?
AJ.
Yeah, AJ Cassavale was at Peoria today with a great report on the Padres. So you'll get that coming up in just a little bit. But as bad as the offseason was in the minds of Padre fans, and it got considerably better because of the Nick Pivetta signing,
yes,
which we went over yesterday, certainly has the potential to be an excellent signing, but I need to see a little better than a 4.76 ERA.
I think we're all too focused on the ERA.
We shouldn't be. ERA, even though it's not analytically correct, still is a judgment of how many runs you give up.
Yeah, I know.
I know he's got the great stuff. I know he's got the whiff rate. I know he's got the spin thing and the BABIP and whatever you can tell me. But he does give up runs. That's his career. It shows it.
Can you tell us all the stat that you said yesterday about three or less?
20 out of 27 appearances last year, three or fewer runs. That was good.
Yeah, won't you think that's the guy we're getting?
Yeah, that's good.
Every pitcher is going to have their 6 or 7 run game.
Despite the fact, though, that Pivetta has been signed, it's still in the minds of many been not the best of off seasons, except for the people who are in the wagering world. Where do you think, and these are odds according to ESPN Bet.
Okay.
Where do you think the Padres rank in terms of over-under victories this season? For example, we know the Dodgers are number one. Their over-under number on ESPN Bet is 102.5. So they'd have to win 103 games for you to win the bet.
Mm-hmm.
How many more teams are ahead of the Padres, would you say?
How many more teams are ahead? I would say 7.
Right. I would, too. Here are the teams that are ahead of the Padres. Dodgers, Yankees 93.5, Braves 93.5. Think about that, by the way. Dodgers 102, Yankees 93 are second.
Yeah.
That's a massive gap between number one and number two.
That is.
Dodgers, Yankees, Braves, Mets 91.5, Phillies 91.5.
Padres.
That's
88.5?
89.5. There's only five teams that they say are going to win more games based on those odds than the Padres. That's a pretty high ranking for a team that has had a miserable offseason in the minds of people. They're still legit one of the tip-top teams in baseball, according to the odds.
Which is why we keep reminding, and I keep reminding myself, that the core is still there. That has not changed.
Right. Padres are 89.5. The other team at 89.5 is The Orioles.
Who's on the lowest on the list?
Take a wild guess.
It can't be the A's. Maybe the Marlins or the Rockies. Really?
Marlins,
who's worse than that? The White Sox.
Marlins are 63.5. Rockies are checking in at 60.5. And you got to be an idiot if you think they're going to win 60. But the White Sox are at 50.5, which for them would be a 10-game improvement.
Well, good job, Will Venable.
Yeah, good luck, Will. We got to check in with Will, man, after a couple months of the season,
yeah,
if we can. Like when they're, 41, we'll see how he's doing.
Don't say that. I don't want that for Will. I don't care if the White Sox win some games in the AL Central.
By the way, one thing that's going to bother me all year, and I already know it, it's already bothering me now, and it's going to bother me all year. When the Pirates play the Cardinals, it'll be Pittsburgh at St. Louis. Reds, Giants, Cincinnati at San Francisco, right?
Okay.
When the Athletics play the Rockies, it'll be Athletics at Colorado.
Well, didn't you know that the A's are such a good team that they don't need a city anymore?
I understand, but you know what? You got to have a place. I don't like that they're just the Athletics. This just is going to confuse, it's going to give me issues.
I don't know why. You shouldn't.
Why are
you said you care about things that you shouldn't care about? This is one of those things.
That's on the list. Why shouldn't they be the Las Vegas Athletics or the Sacramento Athletics?
No, they should be the Sac Athletics.
Sacramento something?
They're
playing in Sacramento, are they not?
They are. They could be the Sac.
Or at least they could be Las Vegas. They're going to be the Las Vegas Athletics. They're waiting to move.
Well, they're not there yet, so they should be the Sacramento Athletics.
Don't be the Athletics. First of all, you're not good enough to go by one name.
Exactly.
It's going to bother me all year. Like when the Padres are introducing the homestand. Coming into San Diego will be Texas, Seattle, and the Athletics.
I hope.
Why are they special?
I hope that they say Sacramento Athletics.
It doesn't.
I know it doesn't.
Everywhere I've seen just says Athletics.
The brand guidelines state from the A's, you cannot use a city name. They don't have a city, but they do have a city.
Who's giving that directive?
The A's branding department.
And baseball, we just have to go for it?
Well, John Fisher was named to the executive committee, Chris. He can do whatever he wants.
I mean, when I see the standings come out in spring training in a week and a half, and it says Cleveland first place, Minnesota second place, Athletics.
I don't know.
It's going to throw me off.
So what if it was the Athens team? Athens Athletics, ATH.
Whatever. They should be a city name team. And they're not.
All right. I have a comment from the chat. And I agree. Andy says about the Padres, if the core stays healthy, it's among the best in baseball, in my opinion, which I don't disagree with. Also, Brutus fan said that the Padres defense is going to cut Nick Pivetta's ERA in half.
Whoa.
Well, I think
with all due respect, Brutus, that would get you down to 2.37.
I think Brutus is just
that's low.
If he goes he finishes the year with a 3.9 ERA. Are you happy, Chris?
Sure, I would.
But that's not much different. What is his career? 4.7?
4.76.
That is different. I don't know.
But half of that is 2.33. Brutus, if you're right, we'll send you a T-shirt.
What T-shirt are we sending?
A Scraby Chronicles T-shirt. Don't you have a few of those left over?
No, I don't have any more.
Oh, no, we'll have to order some more.
Okay.
Timeout on the field. Traffic check is coming. And more stuff that bothers me.
Oh, great.
That probably wouldn't bother anybody else.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Great. Go anywhere. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to announce today's biggest fan. If you are the biggest fan, you'll have 10 minutes to call back in. And when you do that, you'll qualify for a night in the Odyssey Suite at a future Padres game. Register your name. To have a chance to win that prize, go to 973thefansd.com/biggest fan. Crisello, Matt Scraby. Gwen and Chris, Scraby gives me the heave-ho here at 6 o'clock, and then it's all about the Scraby Chronicles from 6 to 7, and for some reason, that is when all the news happens.
You did the other night.
I do find it interesting that you keep claiming that you broke the story.
No, I did not say that.
Pavetta.
I did not say that. I said breaking news happened on the Scraby Show.
When AJ Cassaville was on earlier. An interview the rest of you will hear shortly, not this shortly, but soon. You said, oh, yeah, I was on the air to break the story. You made it sound like you were the one that came up with it.
Okay, well, then you were taking me too literally.
I think you were trying to make yourself
sound
cool.
Should I show you the text from Nick Pavetta that he sent me right before he signed?
Yes, I'd like to see that.
Okay, I'm going to have to go get my other phone, Chris.
Somebody had to tell Cam Newton to shut the hell up.
I don't want to talk about him.
You know, he went out and he called everybody a bunch of losers on the original Panthers team.
Mm-hmm.
Now he has his podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that, oh, when did we become so sensitive?
Where's he been?
A locker room full of losers? It's aggressive, but it's true. It's not true. Stephen Smith was on that team. Steve Smith.
Yep.
He's far from a loser. One of the best receivers in NFL history, as a matter of fact. You know, people became sensitive, Cam, when you say crappy stuff about them in public to make them look bad. Just like stuff like this. get a new wardrobe because you look bad.
Well, I think he doesn't care.
I don't believe he'd get sensitive to that.
About that. That would be like us.
I'm tired.
That would be like us. That would be like me finding another job and just being like, yeah, the last radio station I was on was full of a bunch of losers.
You know,
like,
the
that would be really aggressive.
Here's the thing about Cam Newton. It's not an attack by me on Cam Newton. It's more of an attack by me on people in our media, sports media mostly, but people that are in our media that just say stuff that's stupid and over the top, hoping to get a reaction. And once they get the reaction, then double down because they know they've hit a nerve. And I don't even know that Cam Newton believes it that much, but people took notice of what he said, so he's going to pile on. That's what I don't like. I don't care for that. I don't care for people that are looking for clicks only.
Well, no, I dislike
it immensely.
I do not think that he's doing this for clicks.
Oh,
I think he fully 100% believes his take.
Are you kidding me? Somebody that dresses like Cam Newton doesn't want attention?
He wants attention,
Why does he dress that way? Because he wants everybody to look at it and go, whoa, what's he wearing now?
I don't think he is saying these things because he wants the attention just for that. I think he fully believes these things. And that's why I said the other day, I got to give Cam credit because he says things and has takes that none of us have. And so that's why he's different. I don't agree with them, but I do believe he believes
it. If you're going to just say a bunch of stupid stuff, how are you going to give somebody credit because it's different?
It forces me to think a different way. Like the whole MVP thing, we had Greg Camarillo in here when you were traveling one day. We asked him about, would you rather have a Super Bowl championship or an MVP? At first, everybody recoils like, oh, that's the most selfish thing to say MVP. But in the end, when you really think about it, a Super Bowl is an award that, or is something that many people win. An MVP, you were one of, how many seasons has the NFL? 60, 59. You're one of 59 guys that have won that award. It made me think.
You know what, Cam? You are a loser because you only care about yourself and not winning games. I'm not a fan. Sorry, Scrape. Get off my lawn.
I will not.
I can't buy into the Cam Newton way of thinking.
I'm not saying I buy into his way of thinking. I'm just saying.
Sounds like you are.
I'm just saying that when he says things, I do think like, huh. That is a different perspective, but still, I'd much rather win a Super Bowl than an MVP. Chris is, what is the word, apoplectic?
There's many people out there who have different perspectives. Because they're different doesn't mean they know what the hell they're talking about.
I never said that.
Every now and again, blind squirrel finds acorn.
But isn't that what
the rest of what people say is just basically stupid.
I'm happy that Cam doesn't sit there and be like, you know, some of the other guys out there that just, I'll use Emmanuel Acho. Emmanuel Acho just trashes Justin Herbert for calling him a social media quarterback. And then when he plays good, he doesn't stand by his word. But Cam trashes someone, he'll stand by it. You got to stand by it if you're going to say it.
According to ESPN Plus, the Padre, and I had to pay for this article, the Padre to watch in spring training, because they gave a player to watch in every spring training camp.
Okay.
Fernando was chosen for the Padres. It says the Padres have continued to churn out highly talented shortstops in the wake of Tatis's emergence in the big leagues. One, Jackson Merrill, converted to center field, almost won Rookie of the Year. Another, Leo Dallas DeVries, is beginning his first stint in Major League camp at just 18. Time marches on, but let's not be so quick to move past Tatis. He's only 26, and there's a thought throughout the Padres that despite the success he has already enjoyed, Tatis has yet to tap into his true potential.
I agree with that.
A team source said, wonder who that was. Team source.
A Padres team source.
Tony TG Jr.?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
No.
He's got loose lips.
A team source said, quote, if he can stay healthy or close to it all year, he could be an MVP.
That is a Tony Gwynn Jr. quote. I've heard him say that.
With all due respect, that's pretty much an anybody quote. We all feel that Fernando could be the guy.
Yes.
You know, he puts it together and stays healthy. I mean, look at what he was doing in the playoffs last year when he just, like, flipped the switch and started hitting line drives off the wall almost every time.
I know.
Love to see it.
I really hope he can figure out. I feel like this is the year that he's going to play a full season just because he knows he's been through a lot in his career of not playing. So I think he wants to and knows how to get through a season now, hopefully. Hopefully.
Who's the one player you're rooting most against this year in Major League Baseball?
I was going to say on the Padres? Major League... person I'm cheering
giving you one
most.
Player that you just have to root for them to do poorly every time. You know who it is. You're just not thinking of
Juan Soto?
Nah.
Shohei?
Juan Soto's not going to have a... Well, he's on the
Mets. I know. Roky Sasaki.
Of course. Hope that he doesn't get out of the third inning in any of his first 16 starts.
I have a whole rant prepared for the Scraby Show.
Sorry,
about...
Roky. We can't possibly cheer for you at this point.
Oh, no. No. I am going to lead the charge of boos the day he starts at Petco Park because I am annoyed by every part of that process.
Give me a little example of your...
Boo! You stink, Roky!
You stink.
Should have chose the Padres, Roky!
That's the oldest one in the book. You stink!
I can't say what I would really want to say on the radio.
Yeah, Roky Sasaki. I mean, you got to root for the Padres to win. You got to root for Roky Sasaki to stink.
I'm going to.
I mean, it's just, it has to be.
There's no other way to do it. I have a rant prepared for the Scraby Show later. Okay. I think I'm going to do it at like 6:20, but MLB.com ranked Roky Sasaki the 100th best player in baseball before he's ever thrown a pitch. It's the Paul Skeens stuff. It's the Yamamoto stuff. Roky Sasaki has not thrown a pitch. And he's already better than someone else? Come on. Just threw my stuff.
He's throwing things. We got 19 seconds, so let's hang in there.
Oh, yeah. No, we got 4 seconds now.
The Padres have anybody who hasn't played yet who could be on that list? Kyle Hart? We get him on the top 100?
Yeah, you know what, Chris? Might as well put him there because we have no idea what he's going to do.
Right. All right, here we go. Today's biggest fan announcement. Scraby, why don't you make it? Because I think I'm looking at the wrong page.
Oh, my gosh.
Hold on. Oh, no, I got it.
Okay.
I'm right. John Torres in Vista. John Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S. John, give us a call within the next 10 minutes. 833-288-0973. You, if you call, will be qualified for a grand prize. 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in the Odyssey Suite at the Padres game later this season. Remember, the rest of you, register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. John Torres, your 10 minutes starts now.
Brandon makes a good thing on the chat before we go to break. I mean, Jackson Merrill went from unranked last year to 24. Jackson Merrill should have been on the list last year, according to the MLB.com selection process.
He's never played. Let's put him in the top 100.
Oh, yeah. He's a Dodger. Let's put him in the top 100.
Right.
Coming up on Tuesday's program, Sam Levitt joins us live from Padres Spring Training, and it's the first ever SDFC Match Week.
Annie and Elston, weekdays from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Chris, hello for my friends, our friends, Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Two locations for you to choose from. Coronado, the Ferry Landing, La Jolla, the corner Prospect and Fay. Look, Coronado's a beautiful location with the bay there, across from downtown San Diego. It's a little chilly right now, but you can still eat outside. They have kind of a covered patio there during the winter time. It's beautiful. And at La Jolla, you've got the classic sidewalk seating, so you can people watch as you enjoy your filet mignon kebabs or your traditional lamb and beef or chicken gyros or your Greek salads and classic soups, your hummus and pita. Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Two great locations, as I mentioned, and you can bring Spiro's to you. If you have a party coming up, special event, call Spiro's and ask for April, and she will help you set up a customized menu for your party, even beyond their regular offerings at the restaurant. Spiro's sets you up. They take great care of you throughout the entire process. You'll feel like part of the family. And Spiro's is family owned and operated for the past 25 years. Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine, Coronado, La Jolla, or bring them to you and have them cater your big event. Enjoy. Craby, would you put this guy in the Hall of Fame? 356 career home runs. 1,144 RBIs, 294 career batting average. How about a career OPS? Career OPS of 920. That's a really good season. This guy has a 17-year career with a 920. He's won an MVP. He's won a gold glove. He's been in six All-Star games.
I know who you're talking about now.
I think you got to put Joey Votto in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Nolan Arenado.
I think Joey Votto's going to make it to the Hall of Fame. He has taken a detour, though. And today he signed a minor league contract with the White Sox.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about your last shot, right? That's it. Then you can't, if you don't make the White Sox, you got to go to El Paso. I mean, there's nowhere lower to go.
That is a bummer. I mean, when you get to that point, I like
Joey realize Votto. Joey Votto was so good. I knew he was good. Those are pretty impressive. The 920 career OPS, because he walked a million times.
Yeah, that's
times.
What I was going to say. His walk, his on-base percentage is crazy high.
Yeah, he walked a million times. But 920 OPS is going to have to be pretty widely considered for, you know, Cooperstown stuff.
When I was living there in 2010, it was like, do you have his stats in front of you?
2010
yeah,
stats?
Yeah. I don't know if he had his like career stats, but I know that he was a huge deal in 2010 with the Reds.
He had a 1024 OPS that year.
Yeah, there you go.
37 homers and a .113 to win the MVP. The only thing Joey Votto doesn't have is a whole lot of postseason.
You know? Played for the Reds.
So, you know, he was in there only three times and he didn't, you know, he had no home runs, one RBI. I think Joey Votto is going to make the Hall of Fame, but he's going to have to first try to make the White Sox.
You know who Joey Votto can blame for his short stint in the playoffs? Matt Latos.
Okay.
Matt Latos gave up the grand slam to Buster Posey in game five.
2010 or 12?
Maybe 12.
It was 12.
12.
Yeah, they led the Giants 2-0 that year. And the next three games were in Cincinnati.
And the Giants won all of them. Buster Posey hits a grand slam in game five off of Matt Latos. And they never look back.
Giants. All right, let's go to Padres information with the outstanding beat writer of the Padres for MLB.com. If you're always wondering how many years he's been on the beat, you're going to find that out along with a whole bunch of other stuff after traffic. A.J. Cassavell. A.J. Cassavell. Hi, A.J. I was just wondering, bringing you on here, what year this is for you on the Padre beat for MLB.com.
This is my tenth season.
Wow.
Get out!
Yeah.
That's a big one.
10th season.
That's awesome.
I mean, I was going to, if you would have said 4 or 5, I would have been, hey, that's impressive. I did not know 10.
I knew it was at least 6 or 7, but not 10. 10's impressive.
10's good. Good job.
Yeah, it took me a second to kind of figure that out because I started in 2016. But if you count the total number of seasons, this will actually be my 10th season.
That is that's fantastic. That's good work, AJ Cassavell.
Yes,
well done, sir.
And he stuck through the beginning part to get to this part where it's actually, you know,
is it
a
much,
competitive team?
Yeah, that's a good question in a lot of ways. Is it a lot more fun with a winning organization, like for you personally, or just anybody in your position?
There's certainly more things to write about, and more people are reading me. So yes, that makes it. That makes it more fun. It got old, you know. Like there were storylines and there were interesting things going on with the 2017 Padres, but like at some point in the middle of August, like how many times can you write about Jabari Blash, you know, or Ryan Schimpf or whoever? So it's nice to have pretty much too many storylines. It feels like I miss things. Like I'm just spring training and I have a list of things and I don't hit on every single one of them because there's so much to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, I remember years and years ago, the biggest news story of the season was Will Myers getting caught on Twitch talking about Andy Green. So things have definitely changed over the years, AJ.
Yes. AJ Casavell.
And that was a different time.
It was.
Yeah. You started in the Andy Green era and through Jace Tingler and Bob and now Mike Schilt. All right, AJ, we were just talking Jason Hayward because he's there in camp now. And I don't mean to be blunt, but I'm not the world's big personally. It's me. He's got to show me. A little concerned about the last 4 or 5 years. He has not been the Jason Hayward he once was. What do you think makes the Padres believe they can get him to return more to the form that we had originally come to expect from Jason Hayward?
I think it's completely fair to be skeptical, but I also think like it was fair to be skeptical last year of Jurickson Profar. Like AJ Preller said yesterday that this team is going to need some surprises from some of these guys that are either non-roster guys or, I mean, one of the things that was appealing to the Padres is that essentially Jason Hayward came on a relatively cheap prove-it deal. And so you pair him with Connor Joe, you can get him the at-bats that I think would bode well in a platoon. You give him at-bats pretty much exclusively against right-handed pitching. And he's still a pretty good defender, and maybe you find something there. But there are other options, too. I don't think the Padres are entering the season saying no matter what, Jason Hayward's going to be our left fielder. He's just essentially the starting left fielder heading into the season. And, I mean, he did some decent things down the stretch last season with Houston. So if he can kind of rekindle that, he's a veteran and clearly knows how to go about it. If he's that guy and you kind of platoon him with Connor Joe and maybe one or two of these other NRI guys step up or AJ Preller adds another bat, I think that's kind of where their mindset is.
We're talking to AJ Casava, MLB.com, and I like that. NRI guys. It took me a second, but that's smart. I'm going to start saying NRI guys. Non-roster invitee
Thank
guys
you,
is what
I had
it
no
was.
I idea what he was talking about, so I appreciate
you. You know, Chris,
me.
You got to pay attention to the lingo like I do over here.
Doing my best.
Now, the other night, Nick Pivetta was signed by the Padres. It was broken live here on the Scraby Show on 97.3 The Fan, and I immediately was stunned that they signed anyone for any sort of money just because we didn't expect that to happen. How shocked were you when you saw that Nick Pivetta was signed to a 4-year, $55 million deal?
Yeah, pretty surprised, and surprised when you see those numbers. I think less surprised when you see the structure of the contract because it is somewhat in line with what the Padres have been doing for the rest of the offseason in terms of giving contracts out to guys like Michael King and the deal he got, which was a kind of low money this year with a buyout for a mutual option and a signing bonus. Like this Nick Pivetta deal is similar in that he's going to be owed a decent chunk of change in the next 3 years, but less so this year. And the Padres got a pitcher that has some pretty good upside. Like he pitched in a definitive hitter's park last season, and he put up some pretty good strikeout walk, like fielding independent numbers. And if you kind of take out the ballpark factor and there's clearly something to be harnessed there. I mean, I don't want to, like, the comparison's not too straightforward with Joe Musgrove, but when Joe Musgrove came from Pittsburgh, it was like, this guy's probably better than what his numbers look like in Pittsburgh, and then sure enough, he came here, and he was a lot better than what his numbers were with the Pirates. So that is obviously further along his career, and probably was the best remaining free agent starter on the market. So, yeah, it did come as some surprise, but it didn't come as a surprise that the Padres would, if they were going to go out and spend somewhere, would target starting pitching because I think that was the clear biggest area of need.
Yeah, AJ, I think you hit it right. I mean, analytically, people love Nick Pivetta. And, you know, a lot of times that does tend to matter, you know, when you get into a different environment and especially a pitcher's ballpark. So I think a lot of people are excited by that. It still seems, though, that they need to do at least one more, maybe two more moves, and I'm not trying to be greedy, but we don't really have an established starter at DH as of right now. You know, the fifth spot in the rotation, hopefully Waldron grabs it, but that's kind of up for grabs. And maybe, you know, as you said, you might even add to the Hayward, Connor, Joe. If you were going to do it, the name that keeps throwing around lately is Suarez. Does that make any sense to you personally, and do you think it makes any sense at all to the Padres and, you know, their people?
I think the reason it makes the most sense in terms of some sort of trade would be, like, you look at the positions of strength on the roster, the positions that the Padres can afford to lose. Robert Suarez is really good. He was an excellent closer last year. He's been excellent in relief in the past. If you look at the guys that have been mentioned as potential trade candidates and what the Padres would be losing if they lost that guy and whether they could replace it, there's probably no bigger area of strength in terms of depth and high-end talent than the bullpen. And so you can look at this bullpen and say, well, right now there's seven definitive guys who are in that bullpen, and then there's guys like Alec Jacobs, Sean Reynolds, Ron Marinaccio, who are competing for like the last spot, and you've got guys like back end guys like Jason Adam, Jeremiah Estrada, Adrian Morejon. Like if you were to lose a guy who has been rumored in trades, and we know who's been mentioned, Dylan Cease, Michael King, Luis Arraez, like those kind of names, the guy you could afford to lose and still be okay roster wise is probably Robert Suarez. Now you're still losing a lot because he's still a really good pitcher. He still projects to be one of the better closers in the National League. But I think that's why, if you're looking for like why that name is being mentioned the most now, like the Padres were to lose one of their front end starting pitchers right now, even after adding Nick Pivetta, it doesn't, the rotation has all of the same question marks and then some that it had a few days ago. And so I think that's just the calculus of it. Like their bullpen should be pretty good, whether it has Suarez or not, but obviously significantly better if it does happen.
Talking to AJ Cassaville of MLB.com, he's out there covering the Padres in Peoria, and I've been catching these tweets from our guy Sammy Lev. He has been up to date on what Ethan Salas has been doing, and today he tweeted, who's catching Matt Waldron and his knuckleball in the bullpen today? Ethan Salas. So I don't think that he's going to debut this year, but is there a chance? Why would he be working with Matt Waldron then?
Everyone works with everyone in spring training. I think there's probably if Matt Waldron's going to be part of this team in a couple, like for the long haul, like you develop that rapport and with your eventual catcher of the future. I think it's more spring training. You give those kind of opportunities to young catchers. Now I will say the Padres have been not hesitant at all to throw Ethan Salas behind the plate for some of their better, bigger name starting pitchers. They had him catch Yu Darvish during his rehab assignment last year. And so I wouldn't read too much into it other than like the Padres are really high on Ethan Salas. And what we know that means from what the Padres have done in the past is that if he proves himself and if he earns it, the Padres will be willing to promote him pretty quickly. Now he's farther away. I would maybe equate this. A lot of people have talked about how quickly the Padres move guys like Jackson Merrill, Fernando Tatis, even CJ Abrams. Like I would equate this spring training maybe with like one spring early, one spring ahead of that. But they're going to give him opportunity this spring to at least like see how he fares against big league competition, then probably go down and see how he does in the minors. And like I would just on the surface assume that 2026 is when the Padres would like to see his arrival. If he forces their hand, I think they'll be more than happy to have that problem.
Yes, indeed. AJ Cassaville, appreciate the time as always. I want to get one last question to you, and I don't think we totally know the answer to this yet. Guys like Manny, Fernando, you know, they're not to camp yet. Jackson Merrill, Xander, Jake. I mean, these are established, really good major league players. Yu Darvish and the rest of these guys. Do you have any sneaky suspicion, AJ, that they follow what happened in the offseason and they saw the Dodgers sign everybody and they also saw everybody say that, well, that's it for the Padres. They have no chance of keeping up with LA now. Is that something they may use in their favor, the Padres, knowing these guys the way you do?
Yes, absolutely. I think we got that sense at FanFest. That was my biggest takeaway from talking with all these guys for many of them for the first time all offseason after what the offseason was that the kind of external panic mode online whatever is obviously different from what's happening in the real world in the minds of these guys is that they think they're still a pretty good team and they think the core is still really good and still has a chance to contend. And I don't think anyone is oblivious to the challenge that awaits them in Los Angeles and how good that team is, but they are maybe more confident that this is that they have a score to settle and that they have a talented team that could potentially do so, then I think what the rest of the baseball world has looked at, because I think a lot of people look at the NL West as a settled back right now, and look, the Dodgers are clearly the favorites and should be. But when you talk to these guys, and like you said, a lot of them are in camp, but they're kind of just around. They haven't been going through regular workouts yet.
Yeah.
But when we talk to them at FanFest, they're pretty confident in the group that they're bringing back.
Well, we appreciate having a veteran beat writer on the program with
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
I mean, 10 years.
Yep.
You're not old enough to be 10 years, AJ.
He's got his service
time.
Yeah,
that makes me feel old.
In Major League Baseball, too. I mean, isn't 10 years the big year for baseball players?
For baseball writers?
Yeah. It is. I don't think my service time will be 10 years, though, for a little bit. I have to complete the season and then go into next spring training.
Gotcha.
So that'll be 10
well,
years.
Still, long
well,
time.
We appreciate it, AJ, always. And we'll see you down there in a few weeks. But thanks for taking time with us. We always appreciate it. And keep up the great work. You know, it'd be, thank you, AJ. You know, it'd be really great work is that when I went into a whole thing about Joey Votto signing with the White Sox, I was actually correct. It wasn't Joey Votto. It was Joey Gallo. Ah!
Remember the Joey Gallo days when we had someone...
We wanted him here desperately,
no,
didn't
I did
we?
Not. I did not.
I thought some of the fans wanted Joey Gallo.
Some of the fans did, and it wasn't a good...
Joey Gallo's got a bigger swing and miss rate than Nick Pivetta does, so it's no good.
Yeah, that's a good point, Chris.
Yeah. No, Joey Gallo was the guy who signed a minor league contract with the White Sox, not... The future Hall of Famer, Joey Votto. I will admit, I get them confused. I think you could see Joey.
Joey Votto is a much better baseball player than Joey Gallo is.
Oh, no question. I'm just saying the names.
Oh, Joey. Joey!
Yeah.
What's up?
So we straightened that out. Scraby has the Chronicles coming up, so your entertainment for the evening is far from over.
I don't know what I'm going to do. Chris took all my gripes for the day.
I did take a few gripes today. Enjoy the weekend. 3 days... coming up, and then we're back on Tuesday. Tony will return, so we'll talk to y'all then. Have a good one.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Chicago winters can be tough. Snow, ice, and freezing temps make every drive a challenge. If you're thinking it's time for a new Chevy, you're right. Your local Chevy dealer has the perfect vehicle to keep you safe and confident on the road. From heavy-duty performance to everyday versatility, Chevy has you covered. The Silverado offers unmatched power. The Equinox and Blazer provide all-weather confidence. Need room for the whole crew? Check out the Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban. Or go for the sporty, city-friendly tracks, perfect for navigating winter streets. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com to explore the latest models, find special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and even start shopping online. Don't let winter slow you down. Find your next Chevy today at ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.